Today, around 22% of people released from Pennsylvania state prisons will end up back in a cell within a year. Ex-cons, after all, find it hard to get or keep a job. So the Trade Institute of Pittsburgh in Homewood is trying something new. It teaches its students how to lay brick and, just as important, how to navigate daily life outside prison walls. WESA's Patrick Doyle brings us this story for Essential Pittsburgh, our ongoing series about how Pittsburgh lives and how the city is evolving.
Well, what I'm building right now is it's a wall with an arc in it with two pillars on the side. I put some soldiers in there. When the brick's up, straight up and down, it's called a soldier. And when there's bricks side to side next to it going up, three stacked on top, we call it a basket weave.
That's 32-year-old Brandon Chandler from Coriopolis. We're on the third floor of an old Westinghouse factory in Homewood, where Chandler's building a brick wall. It looks almost like the start of a backyard pizza oven.
Well, right now, I'm going to just get the brick ready. Butter the brick. This is butter in the brick. You want it spread evenly so that, you know, when you put it up, it'll make a nice bond.
He's been laying brick for only 2 months. It's a far cry from his old occupation.
All I did was sat around, smoked, drank, and sold drugs all day. And, I mean, brought havoc. Like, Coriopolis is a small neighborhood. I was destroying my own neighborhood, you know what else? So,
Chandler ended up serving 7.5 years in federal penitentiary. When he got out, he was determined to take a different path.
Like, I never seen somebody retire a drug dealer. And so, sitting in there and having that time to think, you really see, like, nah, I'm not going back.
While in a halfway house, Chandler heard about the Trade Institute of Pittsburgh. The idea is simple. Teach people, some who've spent more time in prison than in high school, how to lay brick. It was started by this guy.
My name is Stephen Shelton, and I'm from Penn Hills.
Shelton looks like a brick mason. He's got a goatee, thick hands, and a wry smile. He started in the trade before he was even a teenager. He learned the old-fashioned way, working side by side with an experienced craftsman.
I was 12 at the time, and Joe Johnson was 62. And Joe taught me how to mix mortar, how to carry a hod, how to tend bricklayers, and that was my start in the trade.
Shelton came from a family of tradesmen in Pittsburgh, a city known for building things.
I mean, you look at some of these cathedrals and these stone buildings and brick, everything in this city is made out of masonry, you know? And back in the day when all these buildings were brand new, these were the dudes that came over. They came over from Italy, from Poland, from Ireland. Those guys carried themselves with dignity. They would, you know, they were proud of being tradesmen.
Shelton eventually started his own company, working high-end jobs in Shadyside, Squirrel Hill, and Mount Lebanon. But as his company grew, he struggled to find new young workers. His staff was mostly old-timers.
I get up every morning and I sit down and I reflect on what's going on. I pray and I'm like, you know, something ain't right here, man. Where are these guys coming from? Where is the next generation?
Shelton was a bit of a hellraiser during his youth.
I got in a lot of trouble.
The only thing that saved him was vocational programs. But now, high schools were doing away with them.
God created everybody to do something. And that means he created people to be carpenters, tile setters, plumbers, you name it. But if you're never given the opportunity to do what it is God created you to do, you're going to do something, even if it's stupid.
Like maybe dealing drugs or stealing a car.
Everybody in life makes mistakes. You know, we can call them criminals if we want, but there are some people and a whole lot of these guys and young ladies, they just made a dumb mistake.
So in 2009, Shelton opened up the first version of the Trade Institute in a 1,000-square-foot boiler room in Wilkinsburg.
I'd like to figure out how to get some of these young men and women off the street, teach them something and get some tools in their hands and get them jobs.
Today, the Trade Institute has rolling admissions for the 10-week school. Students start with the basics. Here's Brandon Chandler.
They put you on a wall, you learn how to lay brick to the line. And it sounds pretty easy, but man, you know, making sure the brick's straight, making sure you got proper space, and it gets complicated.
Laying brick is an art form.
Right now, this brick isn't all the way even. So you wanna, I can see it sunk a little bit, so I'm gonna pick it back up. I didn't have enough mud in there to keep it even with the brick.
When Shelton started the program, he thought that just teaching the trade of bricklaying would be enough to get people on their feet. It wasn't. Even those graduates had the basic skills to get a job, they were struggling in their lives.
You can't go into the prison system at 18 years old after doing, you know, getting busted selling dope or guns or whatever you got busted for, and expect to do 10 years and expect for them to have it together enough to just walk back into society and get a job, transportation, housing, food, and everything else that they need to put life back together.
Eventually, Shelton realized he had to hire a job counselor and social workers to help his students. He convinced local foundations like the Heinz Endowments and the Pittsburgh Foundation to start pouring in money. Today, the class starts in the morning with the group sitting in a circle and talking about the issues they're facing and what they're grateful for.
Today I'm grateful for, you know, I got some rest last night.
A lot of the guys, you know, dealing with child support issues. We're dealing with driver's license issues. All the different issues that come up when you're re-entering society.
While the program begins with Brick, the Trade Institute tries to identify students with higher level skills. And then Shelton uses his contacts to get them through the right doors for an interview.
Some guys come in here and they pick up a trowel, and in 2 days they're laying brick. So those guys, we're going to get jobs in masonry. You get the really detailed young men and women. And in those really detailed young men and women, we can get them jobs in as being like a tile setter apprentice, a painter apprentice, a trim carpenter apprentice.
Compared to the state's one-year reincarceration rate of 22%, the Trade Institute says its rate is only around 4%. So far, nearly 200 students have graduated from the school, including Brandon Chandler. A few weeks ago, he started a job laying cement block, working with a handful of other former Trade Institute students. Steve Shelton says that although his students have to start at the bottom of the ladder, it's only a matter of time until they climb up.
I believe there's a whole lot of entrepreneurs sitting in jail. They're just selling the wrong stuff. And we have a guy who was selling $1 million a year in dope. And I said, surely the guy can run a small business, maybe even a large one.
For 90.5 WESA's Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Patrick Doyle.